Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Missed me, I know you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to be here. Appreciate the time that you spend with me, too. That's always good as well. And, man, I'll tell you what. It is, first of all, if you live in California, you live in one of those states, you live in Texas, and our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are being affected by the hurricanes. Going up into the Florida and now Georgia area. So let's keep them, in our thoughts and prayers. Yes, you heard me, thoughts and prayers. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. Yeah, I know, religious guy, what do you want from me? But a lot of weather. I guess that global warming, cooling, something, blah-blah-blah stuff is really kicking in right about now, right? What do you think? I don't know. Anyway. there's just so much to talk about. Joey B, again, on the, you could say he's on the rampage, but can he ever really be on the rampage? You got to know what you're talking about to be on the rampage, don't you? Now we're finding out more and more about, this more emails, more audio tapes coming out about how much he truly was involved in all of this with Trump and what have you. Kind of demanding that the evidence be put together for, impeachment towards Trump, and then after that, making sure that he had no chance of sitting in that chair ever again. Again, this is what they live for. And they will never call him out for anything. You already know this. I don't have to tell you all of this. You guys already know this stuff, right? And KJP, KJP is always trying to protect that guy. Again, I listened to her talk about the response today to the hurricane. And what I really find out is that when you listen to them and you listen to them talk about this stuff, they're talking about how they're ready to jump all over, a Hurricane Idalia, and yet the people of Maui are still waiting. Right? They got $700 apiece. They're still waiting for help. They still have so many questions there. I personally believe some of these stories are true that they're talking about. The White House isn't going to help at all. They want that place to become desolate to a certain degree. Really? Well, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre appeared annoyed with a reporter who compared the government's hurricane response to President Biden's heavily criticized response for the deadly wildfire in Maui. Right? And what about Palestine? Well, what about his response there? They still can't drink the water there. And there's virtually no government people there helping them out. During Wednesday's press conference, White House correspondent Peter Ducey, he noted the Biden administration's preparations for Hurricane Idalia were robust, he said, whereas President's initial response to Maui was to tell a reporter he had no comment. Right? When the death toll got big enough and kept rising, then he opened his mouth and said something. He went on to ask, did you guys realize that the initial Hawaii wildfire response was not that good? Or is it just easier for people to get help from the White House when the president's not on vacation? Wow. I like him. She looked irritated. She said, so the premise of your question and the way you pose your question, I disagree. Well, of course you do. It falls on your boss, doesn't it? I mean, seriously. Anyway, he said, if you were to do your reporting and speak to the governor of Hawaii, the senators of Hawaii, the folks on the ground, they would say the president reacted in record time. Actually, that's not true. They have elected officials on the ground there that said exactly the opposite, that there were many questions they still had that they wanted answers for. Reached in record time. He didn't respond for 5 days. When it came to dealing with wildfires, when it came to dealing with, you know, his response, when he responded to, was all about climate change, right? Climate cooling, warming, whatever it was. And then what happens? The mayor and a few others come out and say, yeah, sorry, this has nothing to do with climate change and everything in the world to do with the fact that we can't clean up all this underbrush, and B, this is down power lines. So the down power lines weren't natural, obviously, but we know what it was. And because they couldn't clean up all the dead debris, they were done for. Anyway, she tried to say that they got everything that they asked for, you know, and all of this. So the reality, the world of reality, the place of reality, how to spell reality, is nowhere near these people. They are going to protect, as they did before, they're going to protect this president no matter what. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, what he screws up, what he lies about, the mainstream media is in the pocket of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Get over it. So you need to find other ways. You need to, you know, to be blunt and honest, you need to start supporting shows like mine. Support some of the shows of the guys that aren't the big names. Sorry, Glenn. Like a Glenn Beck or what have you. Support shows like ours. Support podcasts that are out there putting out the truth. And you'll see the thing. You'll see the needles change. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Service in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Come on, my favorite line, you know it is. Do something instead of absolutely nothing. Many of you do absolutely nothing. You like to scream and yell about stuff, you like to complain, but you don't really get out there and do anything to change anything. And that's when you know you've got some problems, some issues to deal with. You can scream all you want about stuff, but if you're not willing to help take care of the issue, not just find the issue, but help deal with the issue, help fight the issue, help push back, then you know what? You're on your own. That's what it boils down to. Why should anybody help you at that point? Just saying. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the White House's response to Hurricane Idalia, as opposed to Maui, right? As opposed to Palestine. I mean, if you think about it, really, how long did it take them to respond? And they're still suffering in Palestine. Hawaii, you know, you guys, you voted these people in. I'm sorry. I feel for you because of the damage, but I do not feel for you how long you're going to wallow in it because of the Democrats, because of what they're not willing to do for you. And because of your elected officials there are petrified to push back on the White House. Right? They were voted in to support you, to protect you. Now, she still swears they did a great job on the ground there. They were all over it. Right? Anyway. Well, I don't want to, Biden, you know, he likes to ramble on. So he went on and he says, I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, of what it was like to lose a home. Yeah. About 15 years ago, he said, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. Lightning struck at a home on a little lake outside of the home. Not a lake, well, a big pond, actually. It hit the wire, came up underneath our home, and bang, it was over. I almost lost my wife and my 67 Corvette. Kids? What kids? I don't talk about. Anyway. Really. Residents also complained of the lagging response by FEMA. So, well, are they lying? You mean the people that voted for Joey B are lying? No, come on. That's not possible. I like the woman to come up and said, you know what? That was easy. They just made me a Republican. Let that sink in for a minute. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged, truly be part of this. So I don't know if you guys saw today that it was a 12-year-old boy who got in trouble for wearing a Gadsden flag. Well, actually, he wore the patch, right, on his backpack, and he went to school. Boy, they gave him all kinds of crap for it. And absolutely no reason for giving him the crap. But they gave him all this crap for it and told him he was going to have to get over there to the office or whatever. You know, what have you. But they got a lot of pushback, local pushback. And he won a victory against his school. There was a video of him that being removed from the class that he went viral, relatively short period of time. Connor Boyack, education expert and president of the Bertas Institute in Utah, he released a screenshot of the Vanguard School Board of Directors allowing Jaden to attend school with the Gadsden flag patches visible on his backpack. We won, Boyack wrote, formerly known as, God, I hate this. Let this be a lesson. I love the screen popping on and off. Let this be a lesson, right? Document your encounters. Make sure you write down and or record your conversations with government employees. Really. Had this kid's mom not recorded the video, this would have got nearly no attention, and nobody would have believed her. They would have thought she was just out of control, and those out of control moms, she really needed to pick out her son. You hear this all the time. Come on. An employee for the school said that the patch was disruptive to the classroom environment, and it has its origins in slavery. Love it. Love it when they say stuff like that. You've got to get excited, and I mean that sincerely, because their ignorance shines above all. An employee for the school said via email, again, that the patch was disruptive. The Gadsden flag, though, it doesn't. It originates from the American Revolution. It is a symbol of the 13 colonies, and it's kind of a flip a bird to the Brits. It has absolutely nothing to do with the black community. Right? Don't tread on me. That was a sign to the Brits that we were going to fight, and the bottom line was you're not going to tread on our land, on our rights, on our liberties, or anything else like that. That's if the teacher, the educated person that we're told to trust would have done her homework. Now, Boyack shared the original viral video of Jaden, who was kicked out of class. The video has since gained over, 9 million views. It's great. And not only is it great, well-deserved. The video does open with Jaden, his mother, an unarmed school administrator, sitting down for a meeting in her office to discuss the child's dismissal from class. So, a staff member says, so the reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we don't want the flag displayed, is due to the origins with slavery and slave trade. Wow. Okay. James' mom pushed back on the decision, saying, yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War path that was displayed when they were fighting the British. She asked if the woman was mistaken for the Confederate flag. Because, hey, it happens. I can see the two of them look very much alike. God, shoot me. God bless. All right. From the Vanguard's founding, we have proudly supported our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the order of liberty that all Americans have enjoyed for almost 250 years. The purported email says that, again, they always go back and talk about how they protect liberty and freedom, but how? Liberty and freedom of that small group that are against your liberty and freedom? I mean, how? Just asking. Now, the Vanguard School recognized the history and significance of the Gadsden flag. They recognize its place in history. And the incident is an occasion for us to reaffirm our deep commitment to a classical education and support these American principles. No, no. After we got the mega millions of emails from you guys showing us, telling us, and helping us to understand the error of our ways, we changed our mind. That's the way it really should have been. Right? Anyway, Joe, we'll see you, host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ex-White House advisor Peter Navarro will not be able to claim executive privilege as a defense in his contempt of Congress trial.
Navarro is set to go on trial in the case next week for refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by the Congressional Committee that investigated the attack on the Capitol. A federal judge ruled Wednesday Navarro failed to prove former President Trump invoked executive privilege that prevented him from testifying before the committee. Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin Tuesday. I'm Brian Shook.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office is announcing plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The Alabama delegation claims the decision was in retaliation to Senator Tommy Tuberville's continued hold on top military promotions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Real Bad, coming to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. All right, we're back at it again. Some crazy stories that are going on out there. Things you truly, I mean, you really should know about. You truly, quote unquote, need to know about. We're going to talk about CRT, whether or not it's really, you know, you hear that CRT does not exist in our high schools and junior high schools in California. I'd have to tell you, it's not a true statement. You know, they don't say, here, section on CRT here. They mix it in where they can with the, you know, the regular history and such. Kind of weave it in there, if you would. So Christopher Ahrens is going to join me. He was an attorney and a member of a school board here in California. And he's going to talk about how he battled the CRT and some of the things you can do to keep it away, you know, from your kids. Shouldn't be there. Black scholars, white scholars, all kinds of educational scholars say, nope, nothing there, not it, isn't real. So I guess that's the science they don't want to fight. Where'd that come from? Fight, apparently. I didn't finish this one, did I? I love being all over the place. I love you guys can keep up. 12-year-old Colorado boy, he's the one that won the major victory over the gas and flag patch. And again, ignorance by the teachers. Total ignorance of what the flag stands for. If somebody's absconded with it and ran away with it, that's one thing. You can say something to them. But how far are you willing to take it and why? Your kids can't look at a flag, hate on the flag, and still not lose themselves? For real? Seriously. I want that to sit in because you're not, a lot of you aren't thinking that you can even do anything about it. And you can. Show up at the meetings. Open your mouth. Don't yell and scream. Lay down a case. Have your facts there. So when they push back against your facts, you go, CDC says it. WHO says it. I mean, let them have it. Let them have their own crap back. That's all. A lot of you are too passive because you think that, you know, violence is going to make more. I'm not telling you to hurt anybody or hate anybody or anything along those lines, but feel free to be a little heated and sticky up for your children. Anyway, it just, again, these things are cracking at the schools. You need to jump in, take advantage of it, and be all over it. You have to be. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Lots going on there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, grab a story there. And it's something there pretty much for everybody. Seriously. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, Canada has a big travel warning came out today. Some of you saw that. Isn't that cool? Yeah, apparently now there's a Canadian advisory warning the LGBTQ community that they may face barriers or risks in some states. Yes, there are some states actually grabbing people that are gay and lesbian, taking them into a room and forcing them to have a frontal lobotomy so they'll come back to normalcy, if you would. Yeah, that's why they make it sound, though. I'm trying to make it as bad as I can. And they don't see anything good in what some of the governors have done and what some people on the right are pushing for kids. Nothing. Shows you where their mindset's at. Just amazing. Oh, there you go. Some states have enacted the laws and policies, the Canadian Travel Agency said, or agency, department, whatever. They've enacted laws and policies that may affect the, write this out. 2SLGBTQI+. Yeah, you didn't get it all from me? Let me say it again. Some states have enacted laws and policies that may affect the 2SLGBTQI+ persons. You have to check the relevant states' local laws. Plus. The advisory, now, Two-Spirit. Can somebody please write me or call me and explain to me what Two-Spirit has to do with sexual orientation? Really, think about it. Some states have enacted laws and policies that may affect you. Check relevant state and local laws. The advisory link to another government page with more information that says foreign laws may be different from Canada's. They inform the LGBTQ travelers that they could face certain barriers or risks when you travel outside of Canada. So don't leave. Stay here. Spend your money here. We want your tax money. We want your regular money. Like I said, it never stops. Now, according to Canada's terminology, 2S is abbreviated for Two-Spirit, a term, you know, purportedly used by Indigenous people to describe non-binary gender identity. This government now recognizes it. And there are communities popping up that are strictly 2SLGBTQI+. Now, look, I'm not being in the community. They want to do certain things. They want to do certain things a certain way. If they don't let white folks in, is that discriminatory? I just thought I'd throw it out there. Not the end of the world, no big deal. The I in the acronym stands for intersex, which considers sex characteristics beyond sexual orientation or beyond gender identity and even beyond gender expression. Different species? I'm curious. You got to be more, you got to explain that more. The advisory did not list specific states, but several have introduced legislation to ban drag shows after Tennessee became the first state to ban them in public spaces. There are other laws that were enacted similarly to Florida, Alabama, Idaho, North Dakota. Yeah, some of these states you think that are either backwards or aren't paying attention. And then they come up on a list like this, and go, ooh, wait a minute. Boy, they're jumping in. They must have a clue. That simple. 9/11 coming up. I hope you guys get out in front of it early. Now, Biden and Jill. JJ, right? Joe Biden and Jill. Biden's going to spend his day. No, not at the beach. Leave him alone. No, he's gonna. Well, I guess he would be to a degree. Anyway, He's going to spend the 9/11 anniversary in Alaska. Yep, that simple for them anyway. Now, Biden's decision, you know, he makes it the first time a president memorializes 9/11 at a location other than the White House. So what? He should have representatives at the different sites. It should be a day of understanding for our kids in school. Not school as usual or day off. The White House said that the president would observe the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Alaska, not any of those attacks sites. So he's not going anywhere where the plane went down, people died, or there's a memorial. No, he's going to go to Alaska, because somehow Alaska so easily says 9/11. Just amazing. So Biden's going to go, I guess, to a military base in Alaska where he'll mark the 22nd anniversary of the attacks. I think it's disrespectful. Family's going to be there. There's no reason why he can't be there. It's a small area. You don't have to spend the day with them. It's just amazing. Well, again, part of your non-responsibility. Strikes again. Fast and hard. Don't you think? Okay, seems like it to me. Anyhow. God, there's so many good stories here. I just can't get to them all. Connor Borchuk, an expert and president of Liberatus Institute in Utah. He released a screenshot of the Vanguard School Board of Directors allowing Jaden to attend school with that Gadsden flag. Right? This is, again, the reason I'm hitting on this one more time quickly, because it took that to get people to get involved and engaged. You should have people that are engaged and understand what's going on and want to be involved. Really, that just want to be involved. Don't wait till the crap hits the fan. You got nothing then. Or very little, I should say. If you do it ahead of time, you can jump in, you can make so many changes, you can make so many things that'll be a little different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play, there's a wee lake to sway. The lazy ocean hugs the shore. Like a flower.
Anytime you're ready. Not you, me, the board. God bless America. Joe McCini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always, you know, it's just the goblins are in the equipment tonight. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it there. All right. Will Cornel West join as a spoiler in the presidential election? You know, these aren't stupid people. Why? I wonder why they're even talking about that. Why that's even being thrown around. Anyway, back to my other story. The again, Canada advising the LGBTQ community, they got to be careful. You go to America, you may not get out there the same way you went in, because that's what we're like, right? Trudeau's country now is warning, you know, the especially people from Canada coming here to America, that we don't have the same rules. We don't have the same, oh, this is rich, freedoms that they have. The man by a swipe of a pen who has made it so people can't buy guns there in Canada. Wonderful. The advisory didn't listen to specific states, like I said before. But they're very upset that Florida would ban drag queens, drag queen performances in front of kids. Right? That's terrible, isn't it? The government of Canada issued travel advice and advisories following a thorough analysis of various information sources, including the consular trends observed by the Canadian diplomats in the field. The information is provided to enable travelers to make their own information decision regarding destinations. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland said Tuesday during a press conference regarding the advice that the Canadian government needs to put at the center of everything the safeties and interests of other people, or of their people. State Department spokesman told a local news source on Wednesday that our country is committed to promoting tolerance and inclusion. Look, I don't know anybody. You might find one or two Maroonies. All right, but I don't know anybody who wants to do physical harm to, you know, the gay and lesbian community. The only time they get really mad, really, animated is when they feel like you're trying to push it on them, push it on their kids, and you don't care what they have to, you don't care what the parent has to say. That's when it becomes an issue. That's when it becomes a problem. I would love to be honest about it, but people don't want to be. They don't really want to discuss it in that light. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, Green Party president, a presidential candidate, he came out swinging against the Democrat Party establishment, especially progressive Senator Bernie Sanders, for endorsing President Biden. Cornel West, a high-profile racial activist, academic who Democrats worry may spoil Biden's re-election bid. But see, how? If you're teaching these young people the right way, if you're informing voters properly, why is this an issue? West is a high-profile racial activist academic who demonstrate, or Democrats worry he's going to spoil Biden's chance. He remarked that the Democrat Party, God, coming from him is a big deal. He remarked that the Democrat Party is beyond redemption. When he was doing an interview Tuesday with the Hills Rising, the Green Party candidate added that Sanders recently, or his recent argument that Biden represents progressives. How does somebody like Sanders talk about another man who hasn't got two brain cells that are active enough to run together? Come on, let's be honest about it. I feel sorry for the guy. I'm mad at the people around him for not really loving him enough to keeping him from doing this to himself again. They're using him. We realize this, right? I think the brother Bernie's being consistent. He has said that all along, and I can understand the argument. I think it's plausible, according to Cornell. I just don't think it's a persuasive one. I think that the argument he's making means that there's never any possibility for breaking from corporate duopoly, as I put it. There's never any possibility of trying to speak to the needs of the poor and the working. Well, according to Cornell, everybody's poor. I mean, here's a man who makes a couple $100,000 a year at a university. Yeah, it's terrible, right? He goes on to say, I think that deep down in his heart, he knows that the Democrat Party has no fundamental intention of speaking to the needs of the poor people, or even the working people. Now, Cornell's all into socialism, by the way. He said, they're dominated by the corporate wing, they're dominated by the militants, especially when it comes to foreign policy. He said he and Representative AOC and the others are going to be in a certain sense window dressing for the Democrat Party. They don't care what he has to say. They don't care. They really don't care, ultimately, what AOC has to say. Now, again, not that they don't shy away from her or run away from her because they don't want the aggravation. But they can't possibly. Please tell me I'm wrong. They can't possibly believe AOC. Right? Wow. Somebody. According to a poll conducted last week by the Emerson College Polling Center, in a head-to-head matchup between former President Donald Trump, Biden, and Biden, Trump would get 44%, Biden 39%. By the way, that number is falling for Biden. Westwood received around 4%. Now, the margin's a lot smaller without West in the race. West first announced his candidacy back in June. He was going to run for the People's Party before switching to the Green Party. Wonder what happened. People's Party didn't have enough money or something? Since then, as West has gained support, Democrats like Sanders and Reps AOC out of New York and Jim McGovern out of Massachusetts, they've expressed concern about his ability to potentially hurt Biden's re-election chances. I can't believe those people want him re-elected. Really? I mean, even Democrats, the lifelong Democrats, are seeing what's happening and saying, stop. Right? Only, just stop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. We win when you engage. It isn't that hard. Once you find something you're passionate about, it's not that hard to make happen. Really, in all sincerity, it's not that hard. And just think of what you're going to be doing for your grandsons, your granddaughters, and so on. When they actually see that you're willing to get up and fight, stand up and do something other than just complain while sitting on the couch. Come on, we're all good at that. No lying, no game playing. We're all good even I am at times. Don't want to get up, don't really want to do much of anything. But I complain. You know, we heard this, I told you about this story last week, but I really didn't touch on it. I wanted to so bad. Just hadn't got around to it. Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters of Jacksonville, he didn't mince words when explaining why crimes occur. A suspect in his 20s allegedly opened fire in Jacksonville at a Dollar General store, killed 3 people. He said, look, evil people, the problem. God, I love this guy. Not guns. I mean, what sheriff is going to say that? What sheriff has the guts to say that, really? He said, the story's always about guns, Waters said. Democrats and mainstream media don't know how to respond to shootings. He's right. He said, people are bad. Guns aren't bad. If I take my gun off right now and I lay it here on the counter, absolutely nothing happens. Nothing will happen. It'll sit there until a wicked person, a bad person, picks it up and starts shooting people with it. He's right. I don't know why they have such a hard time with it, but he's right. You know what? I don't totally believe this, but I'm moving in that direction and saying it's just amazing. The reason they hate guns is they know it's the only thing stopping them from forcing us to do anything. Come on, be honest with yourself and others. It's the only thing stopping them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about CRT and really what's going on in our schools with it. Be right back.